B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the DraftKings Over Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here, and we have you until 9 a.m. today. And, of course, there's a shorter NFL slate this week with many games being on Thanksgiving Day. And a great day of college hoops yesterday, topped off with the Gonzaga-Duke game last night, and a ton of college football games as well. And there's a big one off the bat today. For those who listen to our show, I'm sure you know that Dan Lifshatz likes Ohio State in general. He's a Ohio State fan. And right now I see live line Ohio State plus 7, Michigan the home underdog, 6-0 at home this year, while Ohio State's 4-0 on the road. I would love somebody to call this show today at 617-779-0985. And please give me your take on why Michigan will win this game today or cover the spread. Dan, I need that. I need someone to tell me why not take Ohio State at the number, whatever the number is. Give me an argument for Michigan today. Somebody.
I mean, I will. I'm going to be on Michigan today, so I'll gladly do it for you if you want to open the show with that.
Do it.
But
do it.
Okay, yeah, look, I mean, Ohio State's been fantastic the past few games. Honestly, they have been, you know, they've been world beaters the past few weeks. The scores look completely, you know, ridiculous against Purdue and Michigan State, two teams that they match up extremely well against. But Ohio State's, you know, issues this season have come in the red zone. Michigan, the seventh best red zone team in the country, and that's just among the all the college football teams. Group Power Five, they are the number two red zone team in the country. It's where Michigan, it's where Ohio State has struggled, and it's where they've struggled, you know, for the past, you know, few seasons, really. Justin Fields helped that tremendously last year, but before, you know, prior to that, they've struggled in that area. And Ohio State, while they have a fantastic running defense, they have in my opinion, an elite run defense. You know, Michigan has been able to find a way to move the ball that isn't necessarily on the ground. They put up, 60 points against Maryland in maybe one of the worst spots in football, college football this season. This is not a team that you should take lightly. And the fact that, you know, they opened Ohio State 7. You know, talked to a few guys around, you know, actually who are around the actual odds and actually setting the number, and it's, you know, make the true number Ohio State -4.5, -4. And if you open Ohio State -4.5, -4, you know the action is going to be so incredibly one-sided that, you know, books are going to be, you know, need one side way more than the other. I mean, it will be such a massive lopsided set of action. Just won't be fair. So what they're doing is they're opening at 7. You're already getting value in Michigan. It got up to 9 yesterday in some places. It's coming back. It's already come back down to 7. There are some 6.5s popping up too, Joe. I like Michigan. I think that, you know, I'm not saying that they're going to win. I think it's going to be a very close battle. I think it's going to be a back and forth game, as, you know, as good games usually are. I do think that this is the best Michigan team we've seen in quite a long time. This is not your normal, you know, Michigan team that gets blown out by 25 or 29 by, you know, the Buckeyes. And I'm a major Buckeyes fan, but I'm just trying to be realistic and non-biased here. I like Michigan and the points. I didn't take it on the podcast, but I'll start it up early. Give me Michigan right now. The line is 7. Give me Michigan plus 7 PP. And I think I think they have a decent chance to win this game outright, Joe.
I just think back to what Oregon did this year and how they struggled, and, you know, can Michigan come up with some sort of defense to, let's not forget, you got a freshman quarterback going on the road, see how he plays in a big game, obviously the biggest game of his career. One thing I'm kind of looking at is the total, and I'm looking at the under. Just obviously the Michigan defense has been outstanding, but, you know, Ohio State's defense is very good. You know, they held what Purdue to 31 points. Was doing what? I mean, whatever. It's still Purdue. But yeah, they've been essentially the teams that the Ohio State has played. They score about 11 to 12 points less than they normally do. So like, there's like a little bit of a 10 point cushion right there. And you mentioned the Michigan offense; they're averaging 37 points a game. So.
Okay, here's my problem with that stat. It's incredibly misleading. They beat Minnesota 45-31 to open the season. Minnesota had the running back. They had the full slate. They were better back then. They lost. They gave up 35 to Oregon. After that, here's a list of teams that they played. Tulsa gave up 20. Akron gave up 7. Rutgers gave up 13. Maryland gave up 17. And Indiana gave up 7. Against teams that don't suck, and I mean don't suck, 24 versus Penn State, 17 versus Nebraska, and they only scored 26, 31 versus Purdue, and then we talked about the Michigan State matchup, just the worst potential matchup for Michigan State, 7. So I'm looking at this as when Ohio State has played a team that isn't in the crappy, you know, in the crappy caliber, they have not been nearly as good as people want to make them. And look, I want to see Ohio State, Georgia. I want to see that. That's the game I want to see because I'm an Ohio State fan. I want to see it, man. But I think there's a legitimate chance this team could lose today. I'm a little worried about it. And, you know, maybe it's because I'm a fan. Maybe it's because, you know, maybe it's because I'm taking a negative approach or whatever. But I'm trying to be impartial here. Oregon to me is a very similarly built team to Michigan, the way that they stand this year. They, you know, they lost their quarterback. They need to run the football. Very similarly built to how, you know, that that Michigan offense is. They don't have a ton of explosive plays. They're kind of a more, you know, methodical quarterback, you know, methodical guy. Now, Anthony Brown's obviously a different quarterback than what you got going for Michigan, but it doesn't change the fact that, you know, Cade McNamara has been as efficient, if not more efficient, than Anthony Brown this year. And I didn't think Anthony Brown was great in that Ohio State game, and he still found a way to win. So, yeah, Joe, I am very concerned that, you know, this Ohio State team on the road against a rival coming off two big wins in a row where offensively they couldn't get stopped is facing a significantly better defensive team and a team that probably actually deserves to be, you know, in the top 10, unlike Michigan State, who I think we, you know, pretty much knew we're more fraudulent than a team like Michigan, despite that win.
Yeah, all I meant by the averaging 36 points a game, Ohio State holding opponents to 11 points less than their average, that would mean Michigan to 24 points today.
All right, but my point is that when they played teams who are actually good caliber teams.
No, I'm just giving you the stats. That would be realistic. So that's why I'm leaning the under. If Michigan was to have 24 points and Ohio State had 28, you're still in the under. So it's a lean. I'm not PPing anything like that, but it's a lean, the under. But again, Ohio State's been putting up 49 points in the first half, you know, last week. And I just, the unders in college football are just something I want nothing to do with. Just it's been a rough year when it comes to, actually playing defense. But some other games today, just to throw out there, Bedlam, right? We get Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, 7:30 tonight. And this is the biggest game in Oklahoma State's history. And it might also be possibly the last Bedlam we see for a while, for the simple fact that maybe Oklahoma goes to the SEC. We don't know. But this is the last time I believe they have this scheduled.
I don't think they're playing next year, but I don't think Oklahoma will be in the SEC next year.
So they're just not playing then. Okay.
Yeah, the 2022 schedule release does not have them there. But I don't believe that Oklahoma is taking on Oklahoma State in 2022. I think they actually missed them.
So I think Oklahoma State's defense is special. is it like what Michigan is this year? I don't know. Maybe not, but it's special. And that's why they're the seventh seed or whatever you want to rank them at this point. They're 4.5-point favorites today against Oklahoma. Oklahoma's dominated the rivalry. The total's 49.5. I mean, has Oklahoma ever had a total that low this year? That's incredible.
I'm trying to remember what the Nebraska total was early in the season, because I think it was low 50s. I think that's the only total. The West Virginia game might have had a low total as well, but I can't think off the top of my head a total that was near that amount. I mean, I know Baylor was in the 60s, I believe. Iowa State was in the 50s. So, I mean, listen, this is a team that's gone under, quite a few times in situations this year, but
Oklahoma's dominated 5-1 against the spread the last six meetings, 4-0 against the spread the last four in Oklahoma State. So, I don't know, man. Like, this one I'm a little torn on. Who's going to play quarterback for Oklahoma? That's the number one thing for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that it won't be Rattler. I'm just guessing that it won't be Rattler. I'm guessing it's going to be Caleb Williams. That's who they've ridden down the stretch here. You probably have to go back to that, right? I mean, you probably have to continue with what you're doing. You can't put Rattler in again, in your biggest game of the year on the road after you haven't had faith in him for what seems like the past, what, 5-6 weeks it's been?
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to imagine Oklahoma kind of going back to Rattler now.
I can't, not against this defense. Nope. Since they've lost to Iowa State, Oklahoma State, they have, ridiculous. They're outscoring opponents 165-23. They allow 267 yards a game and 85 rushing yards per game. This is college. It's a college team. Both teams 10-1, obviously. Caleb Williams. Looks like he's going to, right now, get the start. And I love Mike Gundy. I'm just a big Mike Gundy fan. I just don't love, I don't know. Oklahoma State should be favored. I agree. I think they should be favored. 4.5, man. Ooh, rivalry game. I don't know. I kind of need a reason of why Oklahoma would win.
So
do they just figure it out all of a sudden tonight?
I do think that there is a, I mean, again, if Oklahoma State wants, I mean, I'm going to put it like this. If Oklahoma loses today, they're out of the Big 12 championship. If Oklahoma wins today, it will be Oklahoma, Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship.
And the winner literally, I don't know if Oklahoma can, but could Oklahoma State knock out? If Oklahoma State wins today, could they knock out Cincinnati?
No. I would be hard. I think you'd have to then win the Big 12 championship as well, which I think that, again, now you're talking about facing Baylor or Oklahoma a second time. Hard to beat a team like that two times if it's Baylor. And, I'd actually probably give them a better chance against Oklahoma.
These two games today we just discussed, these decide the playoff. If somehow Ohio State loses, Michigan State goes in. But let's not forget the old Big Ten championship game, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, the SEC championship too. Like, what happens?
No, if Alabama loses.
I was going to say, what happens if Bama wins? What happens if Bama wins?
I think Georgia one loss is in.
Okay. Yeah, Georgia, exactly. Georgia one loss is in, and Bama one loss is in. And so now you're cutting down the pool. So, I mean, look, this is definitely going to be an important game no matter what happens. But, look, Bama's on the road at Auburn today. They should take care of business, in terms of winning, not necessarily covering, but winning, just cover. Oklahoma, 4.5 on the road. If they win today outright, okay, they're in. Winning, you're in. Oklahoma State has pretty much, I believe, has locked up their spot in the Big 12 championship. I believe that they do not, that this does not matter to them. So is there a motivation? Well, I guess I shouldn't say it does not matter, but the motivation has got to be higher if you're Oklahoma. You've got to throw the kitchen sink out today.
Just don't know if they can.
Listen, I'm not saying they can. By the way, I'm not on the side on this one. Merely saying, the motivation factor is going to be there for Oklahoma. It's a must-win for them. If they win, they're into the Big 12. Oklahoma State, by beating Baylor, has already made it. It's a must-win for one team. It's not a must-win for the other team. You can see the kitchen sink from them. I don't know. If you are Oklahoma State and you think that, you know, do you want to face Oklahoma or do you want to face the team that you beat in Baylor who is now playing better?
Well, I think it comes down to the college playoff, too. Like, you know, anything that Oklahoma State can do tonight, this game and in the Big 12 could be bigger than what Cincinnati finishes with.
Fair. That's fair. And so, by the way, this is, of course, assuming that Baylor beats Texas Tech today, which I'm in Waco, which I'm assuming that that's going to happen. Again, knockout, not talking about the spread, just winning outright. I'm assuming Baylor is going to beat that Texas Tech team. No Tyler Show for Texas Tech. So, again, I'm going off the assumption here that Baylor is going to win today, because if they don't, then it doesn't matter if Oklahoma loses. They're in. Or, you know, it will be if Baylor loses outright, they're in. So maybe we get a wrangle in the Texas Tech Baylor game early today.
Jeez. By the way, I just have to say this. I had IO yesterday.
Good God.
It was atrocious. And then Nebraska happened. And I even tweeted out, if gambling is a real thing, Nebraska will lose the game. And all of a sudden, blocked punt, Iowa touchdown. Intentional grounding, safety. Field goal. Like, all of a sudden it's 21-21, dude. They score a touchdown, it's 28-21, and I'm like, this thing's over. I like Scott Frost. I know he's been in every game this year. I know that team is better than its record. But holy smokes, is there a more unlucky coach in college football?
They have found ways to lose. We talked about it on the podcast, right? We said you just can't bet Nebraska in these close games. They just find ways to lose over and over and over. And look, I wouldn't have touched Nebraska Iowa with a 10-foot pole yesterday. I thought no matter what side you were on yesterday, it was the wrong side.
I only took Iowa because they needed to win the game to still have a shot in the Big Ten championship game. The only reason why I took them.
Yeah,
they need some things to happen, but
they're not getting in. So, like, I guess they could if Wisconsin blows it today. Excuse me, sorry about that. Yeah, I guess they could if Wisconsin loses on the road to Minnesota. I don't see it. Crazy stuff has happened, right? So I guess it's always possible. That would be a major, major upset for Wisconsin to find a way to lose to Minnesota. And Minnesota has bounced back. They're 7-4 this year. Yeah, Mertz on the road. Tanner Morgan, an experienced Minnesota team. But they're just not the same. And that running back room is so depleted there. They're not the same. This is the same team that, remember, this Minnesota Golden Gophers team lost to Bowling Green at home. You know, early in the season, but they lost to Bowling Green at home. They lost to Illinois at home. They lost to Ohio State at home. This has not been a good home squad, and they beat Miami, Ohio by 5. So this has not been a good home squad this year. They have not used the advantage there. If Wisconsin loses in Huntington Bank Stadium today, then, good on Minnesota, but that's a tough one for me to grasp.
I'll take a call before we go to break. Mike's in Maine. Hey, Mike.
Mike in Maine here. I think you guys are, we're talking about the playoffs. That's why I wanted to call in right now. I think it's going to end up being Georgia, Bama, Michigan, and Oklahoma State for the reasons that you guys are kind of just talking about. This game today, that early game was a 6 look-ahead, if I'm not mistaken. We always talk about spots, and then Michigan State being a team that's just always seemingly destined to choke at the worst times. I mean, if Harbaugh is going to keep his job, don't they almost have to win or at least keep it really close today? That's the first thing. But, at the end of the day, Oklahoma State to run it, and then Bama to beat Georgia. I mean, Georgia looking ahead in the SEC championship game, if their, eyes are really on winning a national title, how much do they care about you know, being undefeated. So, I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking as the top four. What do you guys think?
So, I mean, personally, I mean, I don't see Alabama losing to Auburn today. They're Auburn without Bo Nix. You know, that's a really tough sell. Now, if you're asking me about the spread, that's a different story. We discussed that on the podcast. But to say that Alabama's going to lose outright today, I don't see that. Okay, I don't see that at all. I don't think John Harbaugh, after going 10-1 or 10-2, regardless if they win or lose today, is getting fired. Do you, Joe?
I don't.
Okay, I think Harbaugh has saved himself. He's had a fantastic season. Last year was horrible, but I don't think that he's going anywhere. Not after this year. You've been too competitive. Even if you lose to Ohio State by 20 today, I still don't think he's going anywhere. Now, Oklahoma State also has to jump Notre Dame. So they're seventh right now in the rankings. Oklahoma State is going to have to beat Oklahoma and then either Baylor or Oklahoma again. So, again, you're asking a lot from these teams. Cincinnati, they just have to beat Houston now. Okay? They beat ECU yesterday. ECU shot themselves in the foot repeatedly. They did it against a superior team. Cincinnati just has to beat Houston, and I think they're in. Because if Cincinnati, I just don't see Oklahoma State getting in above them. Now, if Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma and then they beat Baylor, maybe. Is that fair? Maybe.
Yeah. Find out. That's why they're playing the game today.
But I don't think but a two-loss Michigan team isn't getting in over Cincinnati. Is two-loss Ohio State getting in over Cincinnati? I don't know.
Jay's in New Hampshire. What's up, Jay?
Hey, buddy, let me take you off this speaker, Tesla phone, whatever it's called. Let me get you started. I think it'd be this quick. Hey, Joe, I parked Denham. Always great to hear from you.
Hey, bro, how you doing?
Awesome. I want to say thanks very much. I caught a late pick yesterday. I believe it was Colorado getting 24.
Yeah, and I thought they were going to get smoked at one point, and then Utah just took off the gas late in the game.
Yeah, and, you know, you got me hooked on DraftKings, and you know, I play small ball, but wake up this morning up here in the cold New Hampshire, my lake house, checking on it. And I love your show, guys. You guys do a great job.
Who you got today? Michigan, Ohio State?
I haven't checked into that one. Which one do you want? Which one should I pick, Joe?
Well, we just gave out a pick. You got to wake up early. You got to wake up at 7 a.m., bro. Got to wake up at 7. That's why I like to do it down at the top of the show, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, listen. There's a lot to talk about from yesterday.
Let's just say that Dan is on a side that is a very big house side.
Yeah, the books need Michigan. There you go. Yeah. So,
all right, let's go to break.
Yeah,
617-779-0. Hey, if you call, we'll take your call. How about that? We're here till 9. It's the DraftKings Over Under Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, back here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show. Man, what the last couple of days have been a little nuts for me when it comes to, like, the games. And it's like, all right, do I want to go back at it today? Because there were some yesterday that were, just some tough ones out there.
We haven't talked about the NFL on Thursday, the results of those games.
Yeah, so just while we're on that, because there's a lot of other stuff going on. what's it called? The gave out the Bears at 2.5.
They closed 1.5.
Went down to 2 and then went down to 1.5.
Closed 1.5.
So that sucked.
Yep. Yeah, that sucks.
I hit the under second half. I was happy about that.
Yep.
Cowboys.
I ended up buying off some Lions second half. I'd lean that way.
I took the under second half in the Raiders game, which was a bad choice in hindsight. But I'm like, wow, if Dallas doesn't do anything, like, this thing's going to stay under. I couldn't believe it. I don't know why we didn't look into the Hockley angle in that one. Yep. That was a wrangle.
That's fair. No, nope,
that was a wrangle.
That is a missed wrangle by us. That is fair.
That was the most penalized game I've seen in my life.
That sucked. That game sucked.
And we knew this. We knew it. We know the stats. Our buddy Bill just literally just hand wrote all the ref stats to us just now.
Bill is a fantastic contributor to the show.
Bill should he should make a handle that is like ref stats or the wrangle stats.
Billy refs pay, yeah.
Wrangle stats.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people would be all over that. Let's see. Yeah, he's got some really good handwriting here.
Yeah, he's fantastic handwriting.
What was that? Hockey League 8-2 for the road team.
Yep.
Road team won again. Road team won on Thanksgiving. All the road teams won.
Yeah, Faves 1-2, Joe. I think that angle is over.
Well, 70%. If you put these three games in, you're still 68%.
I think that angle is over.
It's the road teams now. 3 years in a row, that's the angle.
Yep.
Anyways, any game you want to get in the
NFL? Maybe it's the travel with the family.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe we're seeing a repeat.
Yeah. Don't stop listening to the radio to watch the television. Don't do that.
Well, this is a repeat, so
you know what I mean. We replay it over and over.
Yep.
Okay, where do we start this week in the NFL? I got one for you. Let's just start with one. It's I got a pick on it, and it's 1:00. Carolina at Miami.
Ugh.
The Dolphins have won 3 in a row. They have beat the Ravens, Texans, and Jets. They're 2.5-point dogs. So it was 1 when I gave out the pick. Give me Carolina on the road. I don't care about the home dog. I don't care about Miami's 3 wins in a row. Carolina does not give up passes in the air on defense. And this is going to be, they're still one of the best top sevens. They have 30 sacks on the season. I just think it's going to be a bad day for Tua. I also think it could be a bad day for Cam Newton, too. The total's 42, Dan. I lean under right off the bat. But I love Carolina to improve to 6-6 and 4-2 on the road and give Tua Tagovailoa fits tomorrow. So give me Carolina. Ooh, I liked it at -1. We at 2.5 right now? What are we at right now?
2.5. I mean, to be fair with you, there's really no difference between 2.5 and 1.
Fine.
Not a lot. Unless you're the Bears, then there's a difference.
That's right. Give me the Panthers, PP. Boom. Boom!
All right, so here's my problem. I'm just gonna be honest. Here's my problem with this. I tweeted out, and by the way, I'll own this. I tweeted out Cam Newton. Cam Newton looks good, right? Last week, Panthers were rolling. They look good, and then he became Cam Newton again in the second half. He looked like crap. Could not complete a pass. By the way, short hopped. How many passes do you think he short hopped last week, Joe?
I didn't watch.
5 passes.
Oh.
So Cam Newton, I don't know if you know this, set an NFL record for short hopping passes.
It's like going to the beach, Patriots skipping last year. The rocks at the beach, like
And NFL. Now again, it's a little bit different, but again, he set a record for short hopping passes last year. First half, none. Second half, 5. And by the way, the stat doesn't include like under pressure. It's not under pressure. So it's just like it's a non-pressure stat. So do not including a defender in your face. I can understand that people would say that. Nope, this is without that. Joe, you saw Cam Newton last year in the last few years.
Yeah, they beat Miami once.
Yep, they beat Miami once, but Cam Newton was running the football and the Patriots, and basically, you know, that was against, I believe that was against Fitzpatrick, though. Okay, that was not against Tua. So
second one was.
Yeah. Joe, why do you think that Cam Newton's going to perform well?
I think it's more about the Carolina defense than it is the offense of the. Now, granted, I do think Miami's defense has been played well the last couple of weeks, but I don't think they've seen a front seven like this.
I'm just scared about laying points with Cam on the road as a road fave.
Hey, one and two and a half, you said meant nothing.
It wouldn't matter. 1 point, 2.5. It's pretty much a similar score line again, unless you're the Chicago Bears and you know you miss an extra point. Whatever it is, it's not the exact same, but you get the point. The percentage difference, I think it's like 0.1%, less than 1%, whatever it is, in the difference there. My problem is, regardless, I wouldn't lay points with Cam on the road. If you like the Miami angle, why not just take the Miami team total under?
Could do that.
Okay, could do that. I'm me and Cam Newton laying points on the road, not going to happen again this year.
Okay, I'm on it.
that's my scary part.
I'm on it. Cam Newton on the road versus a road underdog. A home dog, who's won three in a row.
That's fair. You're right.
I'm fading their asses.
That's fair. I just, I'm terrified. I am so scared of Cam Newton on the road this year. But listen, I get the angle. I don't think it's a bad spot. It's just after last year, I'm poisoned from Cam Newton on the road. Can't do it. I know what they did in L.A. against the Chargers. I can't do it. I'm done. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to do that again.
Tampa Bay goes to the Colts. Colts are getting 3 at home. Best rush defense in football versus the best running team in football. No Vita Vea, I believe, for Tampa Bay.
I do not believe that he will be in. I'm not going to make any declarations on that, but I believe that is the case. I do not believe he'll be in.
So off the bat, I like the over, and I'm not peeping. I like the over. But if we're looking at a side here, I think Tampa Bay can at least throw fits at Jonathan Taylor. They're a better team at home, though. There's no doubt about it. Indy, you'll look at there and you'll say they're 3-3 at home, Joe, but still. I think Tampa got it together a little bit last week offensively. And I think they'll be better offensively than the Colts. It's just if they can stop the run, they will win the game, Tampa Bay.
I agree. If they stop the run, then I think they'll win. The Colts are playing incredibly good football right now. Look, coming off that win against Buffalo, this would be a letdown spot if it wasn't Tampa. If this was not Tampa Bay, I'd say, hey, letdown for the Colts here. And, you know, Tampa on the road now, is this a letdown spot for them after, you know, manhandling the Giants? It's a short week for them, you know, and now they have to go on the road. Their first of the back-to-back road trips are at Atlanta next week, divisional game. You know, again, no Antonio Brown. He is out. So Vita Vea questionable. Antonio Brown is out for sure. Yeah, look, this is going to be one of those games where I think you're going to see probably a lot of people on that Bucks line was short. It was 2.5. Now we're up to 3. I think this one might get up to 3.5. We're seeing some threes, -115s pop. We're seeing, you know, might see 3.5 before kick tomorrow. I lean Indy, but it is just a lean. Look, Jonathan Taylor is playing at a ridiculously high level right now. Ridiculously high level. It doesn't matter what run defense it is. They're having problems. But the Colts lost Quentin Nelson last week. That is an issue for them offensively, especially running the football. Carson Wentz against Tampa. Again, that secondary is garbaggio. Carlton Davis still out. Richard Sherman out. But yeah, look, this is going to be a game where I think you made an argument for both sides. I think the number is about right. I have a slight lean in the Indy with a 3, but I'm probably passing, Joe. I think this is probably a not a special spot for either side, and you know both teams are playing well as of last week. So I do think that Tampa on a short week on the road, you know, first of back to back though, not a great spot to back them in.
Wrangle Stats at Wrangle Stats is official.
Bang,
ask and you shall receive. At Wrangle Stats, follow it. Wrangle Stats, handwritten. Ref Stats. Just, I know we gotta go to break in a second here. Let's just see if anything stands out today. What was that? What was one of the games? Tampa Bay. Let's see. The 6-3-1 to the under, Mr. Smith. And then what was the game we talked about before? The Miami game?
Yep. So Miami has this week. Let's take a look here. I'm trying to
find. 7-5 to the home team.
Uh-oh.
6-4 to the Faves in a one-point game. Don't like that.
Don't like that either.
I don't like that.
Yeah, don't like that. And let's see, this week with the we were just talking about the Bucks Colts Sean Smith. What do we got for Sean Smith here, Joe?
6-3-1 to the under.
There you go. 6-3-1 to the under. So yeah. That's there you go. Those are the ref stats.
And I like the over right away. See where I'm. Oh, jeez, it's gonna be.
You like the over in the Tampa Bay game?
Originally, when I saw 53, I go, points.
Yeah, I like the under actually.
But hey, listen, based off that ref stat, it's hard to go against them. It's hard to go against at Wrangle Stats. We'll take a quick break. More games coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, DraftKings Over-Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz here. Kicking around the old NFL schedule. Oh, you want to hear? Want to make you vomit? Like a nice little vomit bowl. The Atlanta Falcons travel to Jacksonville.
Your dry skin story changed.
Yeah, it gives me the real dry skins, this game. Atlanta, Jacksonville. Atlanta giving two to the home team, Dan. Vomit.
So this is one I've struggled with all week because I really liked Atlanta initially, but I'm going to try and take the same rule and apply it here. I'm not taking a home fave. I still lean Atlanta. I know it's definitely the square side. But again, you know, does Jacksonville deserve to be a favorite to anyone?
No.
Atlanta included. I mean, I know how bad Atlanta has been offensively. Does Jacksonville deserve to be a home fave to anyone?
Well, so I agree with that. But should Atlanta,
outside Detroit,
should Atlanta on the road be giving points to
Andy? Yeah, well, it's a fair question. It's a fair question. Here's how I look at it. At least Atlanta's in line technically for a playoff spot. They're 4-6.
Yeah, I mean, they win. They go. They, back
they
to
win this. They're 5-6.
Yeah.
Like they could be at least in the discussion.
Their division was hard.
Yep. Jacksonville's 2-8. They were playing, you know, great football before last week, and then the rails fell. You know, the fucking wheels fell. Wow. Whoop, dump that.
Dump it. Thank you.
Dump that.
The wheels.
Oh, boy.
That's what happens when we talk about crap games.
Yeah, I'm tired. That was on me.
Go to potty balls.
That was on me. Yeah. The wheels. Wow. That's the first time that's ever happened to me. The wheels.
We're gonna whack it to the wheels fall off. Hold up.
That is the first time that's ever happened to me. There we go.
So let's take Jacksonville.
The wheels fell off last week against the Niners. Look,
I love how you caught that.
I knew it immediately after I said it. I was like, no. Oh boy, I was talking to one of my buddies.
That's what the show is.
I know. But
have you heard our?
There's a line.
Have you ever heard our podcast?
There's a line.
Yes, we forgot that we were on.
I went over the line. Yeah. So look, the wheels fell off. The wheels fell off against the Jags. Against the Niners. It was a bad game. They didn't play well defensively, offensively. Everyone's talked about how great Trevor Lawrence was, and I get it's the first season, but we're 10 games through the year, and he doesn't look like an NFL quarterback to me. I'm not saying he's going to be bad or whatever, but right now, that's a great save. Right now, Trevor Lawrence, he looks really bad, dude. Really bad. So I'm a little concerned about what's going on.
He looks strong to me though. Like, I think he's gonna be fine.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, okay.
What I mean by strong is, yeah, Herbert looks strong. He looks strong. Like he throws the ball. He's not what was the word that they were using for Matt P? What was the big word there that Zolak was using? Pea shooter.
I didn't hear it.
Pea shooter. He's definitely no pea shooter. He's just, I don't know, does he really have talent to throw to?
Do we even
think Urban Meyer's going to be there next year?
I think so. I think they, I that, that, that
USC job's
too much money. But here's my question. Everyone says, oh, he's Peyton Manning. He's Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning sucked his first year. He's Peyton Manning, right? That's fair. Do you have another quarterback that was terrible their first season that ended up becoming... Yeah, at least recently in the past 10 years that, you know, was just horrible in their first season and ended up putting it together and becoming a star in at the quarterback position. Now, I'm not saying there aren't any. I just can't think of any. I guess Ryan Tannehill is the guy that you can kind of point to, but Tannehill, still not a Pro Bowl talent. You know, he's one of those guys who, you know, you kind of, you know, get on it later, but like, yeah, I'm confused because I don't remember the last time a quarterback has done that. I don't remember the last time that has happened, Joe. I don't remember the last time that has happened. I'm getting berated on Twitter.
Right? That's what I've been doing, everybody.
I'm getting berated on Twitter.
Who's that guy on television? I look like Tommy Boy.
Very handsome.
I got a big head.
Very.
Anyways, I don't like looking at myself. Listening to a podcast for a minute. Someone said, oh no, Dan's on a 1 week suspension. What else do we got?
Hey, at least I was, you know, told milk in the dumping.
Dan with the F-bomb on live radio. We need more of that.
That was my first dump button too. So,
well, I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you got it. You know,
oops, a dump early in the morning. We all love the morning dump, Dan.
I mean, listen.
Did I say Josh Allen?
Did you?
Wait, someone just went at Joe Murray, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen sucked the first. No, he was giving an example of Josh. Oh, that's fair. Josh Allen said that's a good one. Again, I just couldn't think of any. Josh Allen's a guy who sucked his first year. But at least you saw the potential there, at least with that one. Like, he could overthrow
You wondered
everything.
If it was a right pick, though.
Oh, yeah, no. Definitely. No, definitely. Josh Allen's a good one. But I really can't think of a lot of guys who were just terrible their first season. And I guess Lawrence has been terrible, but a guy who just doesn't look good his first season and becoming a Pro Bowler. Now, it's possible. Right now, Lawrence has struggled. So
one game before we go to break, it's the crap game. Jets, Texans. Jets are on the road.
3 points,
so
Joe.
I'm out on the Jets already.
All right, 3 points.
I think the Texans can win this game.
Okay, here
Zach Wilson's back, right?
Jets plus three PP.
Well, I thought you hated Zach Wilson.
I hate Zach Wilson, and I hate the Jets. Do the Texans deserve to be laying 3 points to literally anyone in the world?
People get in the love because they've been playing a little bit better.
So they were in a great spot last week. Everyone knew that they were in a great spot last week. Do they deserve to be where they are now? Do they deserve to be 3-point favorites at home? even with Tyrod Taylor, who is a significant upgrade over Davis Mills, do they deserve to be 3-point road favorites or home favorites, excuse me, against the Jets, who I know stink. Zach Wilson hasn't looked good either. I'm give me the 3 points, even on the road against a team like the Texans. I just can't do it.
Ready for some trends? Jets are 1-5 their last 6 games overall. Jets are 1-5 their last 6 games as an underdog. Jets are 1-5 against the spread versus teams with a losing record. They're also 5-2-1 their last 8 meetings versus the Texans.
Okay.
So now they've dominated the matchup.
Now do the Texans. Texans trends.
Well, that's a good one.
What are the Texans as a favorite?
Texans, 4-10-1.
There we go.
That's a whole season's worth.
I mean, dude, that's bad.
A home favorite, 3-8.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah, see, again,
I'm to bet this game.
I'm betting the game. Dang it, I'm betting the game. I am betting the game.
Maybe that's like, it's been... There's just been so many bets this week. I don't even know. Dude, all we do is take in information. You know that? And then it's like, all right, now you got to spill it. I love doing this, but like, what are we, 12 weeks in right now?
Yep.
Like
12 weeks in. The Jets are 0-5 on the road. The Texans are 1-3 at home. And I'm taking the dang 0-5 team on the road, getting 3.
Like, I'm gonna watch that game on. No, can I even? I don't know. I'm gonna watch that.
You can't watch that game on anywhere. Red Zone, maybe.
I'm gonna watch that.
That game will be blacked out in Houston.
And I'm gonna be like, why the Jets? I'm still gonna say that. Ooh, I heard a nice little coaching rumor for the Texans.
Are we teasing?
No.
Okay.
No. Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, that would make some sense. That would make some sense.
With Casario.
With Casario there. Yep, that would make some sense. But, I mean, do they want to get rid... I mean, do you get rid of Culley after a year?
Yeah. Out!
You think Culley's been that bad?
Well, he's just not a coach, man. He's not a head coach. He's a great, great assistant.
I mean, okay. Pointing the same token here, is Robert Saleh a head coach?
Good luck, kids.
I think Saleh may be the worst.
Called him out? Rex.
This is mean. I think Saleh. I think Saleh might be the worst head coach in football right now.
I liked him when he was a defensive coordinator.
Is there someone? I mean, Nagy's right there,
you know,
too.
Let's hold this thought.
Okay.
Let's see if there's any odds out there. The Florida jobs, I think, interesting because it relates to the NFL. I just want to see if there's any odds out there. And then we have a bunch more games, including the Tennessee Titans and New England Patriots, which I have a really. I'm not torn. I know what I'm picking tonight.
I know what you're picking too.
I already know.
Okay.
If you saw my big face on television,
I saw your beautiful face on television.
What I gave out. I gave out 3 picks. I'll give them all here out in the show shortly. All right, we'll go to break. This hour, the Sports Hub has been brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, who wants to help prepare your car for your holiday travels. They offer completely contactless service with your 15-minute drive-through service, and you don't even need to make an appointment. Visit getanoilchange.com for a coupon to save on your next oil change. Hour 2 coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.